According to the Defense Department, the U.S. continues to drop small teams of special forces into Afghanistan to increase pressure on the ruling Taliban. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told reporters yesterday that the U.S. has the initiative. According to Afghans from around the southern city of Kandahar, the Taliban fighters also are splitting into small groups, keeping on the move and spending nights in outlying villages. NPR's Sarah Chase has more from Quetta, Pakistan.
In the mosque after prayers, about a week after the U.S. bombing campaign began, the 19 elders of Sardar Muhammad's village held their first council in recent memory. The question they were discussing was momentous for the village. Should they allow the Taliban to take up quarters there? The village is near Kandahar, the Taliban stronghold, and many there support them. But the vote was no, says Sardar Muhammad.
They tried to come inside our village. They were driving in packups and cars. They come inside the village and the people went in front of them and said, we do not let you to come inside our village because if you come here, the planes will also hit our village and you'll be killed here. And they went back.
Sardar Muhammad arrived here in Pakistan 6 days ago. As he tells his story, sitting cross-legged in the mud-walled house he shares with other refugee families, 14 assorted children come and sit strung out in a line, listening. Sardar Muhammad says the elders had to block the Taliban pickup trucks several times. Shawali was a brickmaker like his neighbor, Sardar Muhammad.
He said the Taliban were not present in our village before that. When the America started bombing on them continuously, then the Taliban started to come to our village and other villages too. And they now have the weapons inside their cars.
They were constantly on the move, say the men, who were interviewed separately. Cars and pickup trucks would drive in at night and park next to a building the fighters put up on the edge of the village. Or, as of about 2 weeks ago, to old tunnels near the brickworks and the village vegetable plots. Shawali remembers this area as a Mujahideen hideout during the Soviet invasion.
In past, the Muj were fighting the Russians from these gardens and these brick factories, and they were using that as their caves, and nowadays Taliban are also there and present.
According to the villagers, the Taliban move in groups of 20 or 30 fighters under one commander. Shawali uses the terms Taliban and Araban, that is, Taliban and Arabs, or members of the Al-Qaeda forces. He says 8 or 9 of the group in their village were Arabs. Shawali says they're moving their guns around as well as their personnel.
Their weapons from the ammunition stores because they are afraid that they will be destroyed there, and distributed the weapons to the people who they trust on in the villages.
Sardar Muhammad describes heavy machine guns strapped to the tops of the jeeps. One of the reasons Shawali left his village, he says, was to avoid the draft.
And this process was started in our village just 5 months ago. They wrote the name of the villagers there. They wrote my name too and one of my friends. When they went there and wrote the name and came again, tell my friend that you have to go. Your name is there. You wait and you will also go. And my friend escaped from that place and didn't go with them to fight.
For several years, a kind of military service has been in force, with the Taliban conscripting only when villages did not send their quota of one man every 3 months to fight the Northern Alliance. Opium growers could buy their way out, says Shawali. He thinks the Taliban are not sending new men to that front anymore. They're saving them for the ground war against the Americans. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.